Patient's name is Melissa Dickerson. First name Melissa, last name Dickerson. Date of birth is 10/16/1974. Date of service is 7/25/2022. History of present illness: this 47-year-old female presents to the clinic claiming that she was involved in a motor vehicle accident on the 21st of July. Patient states that she was the driver of a small sedan car, and she was struck by a Ford F-150 from behind. She did have her right hand on the steering wheel, and when she was struck behind, it did bend her hand backwards, which caused her some pain. She also has been complaining of cervical, thoracic, and lumbar pain since then. Patient did try to go to a standalone ER. However, they told her that their CAT scan was down, so she drove herself to Conroe Regional, but unfortunately they had a 12-hour wait, so she was not able to be seen by a physician. This will be her first visit where she is physically assessed by a provider. Patient is allergic to Celebrex, morphine, and Dextra. Current medications: Suboxone, Ajovy, Prestique, Abilify, Singulair, Bentyl, Lamotrigine, and Ibuprofen. Medical history is hypertension, migraines, arthritis, and bipolar. And opioid dependence. Surgical history: hysterectomy, C-section times 2, 4 C-spine fusions, 2 lumbar surgeries, and left shoulder surgery. Social history: denies drugs, ETOH, or smoke. ROS, the HPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 138 over 81. Heart rate 94, respiration 16, temp 97.6, so 297. She weighs 162 pounds. Physical exam general: she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. HEENT, mucous membranes, moist, feeble, pearl, neck. Negative JVD. She does have tenderness with just a lateral range of motion bilaterally. No obvious swelling noted. But she does have obvious scarring to her posterior cervical spine area from previous surgeries. Chest S1, S2, respirations, even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremity. Normal range of motion, no edema. She does is able to completely make a fist and then release with her right hand, but there is some obvious noting to her first and second knuckle to her right hand. No erythema noted. Neuro, she's alert and oriented times 4. Her gait is steady. Skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Back, she does have point tenderness to her cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. No obvious deformity or step-offs noted. Assessment and plan: number 1, cervical strain. Number 2, thoracic strain. Number 3, lumbar strain. Number 4, right hand injury. Number 5, arthritis. Patient did have x-rays of her right hand, cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine. Her right hand does not show any obvious fractures, but it is x-ray is consistent with arthritic pain. Her cervical spine does show hardware from previous surgeries. The only abnormality that I see is that she does have a broken screw noted around C C5, C6 that is floating in her cervical spinal area. Patient states that she did know about this from her previous failed surgery. Her thoracic spine was completely normal, no obvious fracture noted, and her lumbar spine also showed no obvious fracture. There was a foreign body noted near her bladder area, and she does admit to having mesh from her hernia repair and also from her bladder surgery, which is visible in the x-ray. Patient agreed to get a shot of Decadron in the office, and then I will write her for a prescription of prednisone 20 milligram tapered dose to go home with. Patient already has a prescription of Flexeril as well as Motrin, so she will take those as needed for pain. If she has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic, but I did ask for her to return to the clinic in 1 month to be evaluated by me if at that time she is still having increased pain and discomfort. I do want to consider sending her to physical therapy for further evaluation. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.